Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
This main breaking news is brought to you by the Cyber Intelligence Bureau, a division of the Epidemiology Lab at Orange Cyber Defense. The data is based on collected and cross-analyzed discussions from various hacktivist groups on Telegram channels. Here's our analysis of investigations.
Understood.
In the context of geopolitical tensions, this synthesis reviews hacktivist campaigns from May 2026, their targets and operational methods. Our objective is to unpack these recent intelligence logs and examine how modern digital warfare has bypassed standard networks to target physical infrastructure.
Right. We are observing a significant operational shift. The activity in these logs shows threat actors moving from digital nuisance into direct physical disruption and psychological operations.
Before we analyze the specific attack vectors, we must establish our operational baseline. The intelligence we are reviewing contains highly politically charged content regarding active global conflicts, specifically the situations between Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Palestine. We are explicitly stating to you, the listener, that we maintain absolute neutrality. We are taking no sides. We do not endorse any viewpoints, propaganda, or actions mentioned by these groups. All information comes entirely from open source intelligence investigations, and this is strictly a cyber perspective analysis.
Affirmative. To understand the operational tactics, we must impartially analyze the raw data. The key actors in this May 2026 period include highly organized collectives. We are tracking NoName05716, Darkstorm, Dynet, and Anonymous Switzerland.
And these operational alliances are targeting critical sectors. I want to focus first on the physical infrastructure vulnerabilities. The data highlights a heavy focus on what is broadly termed green tech.
Yes. The primary attack vector here is the exploitation of industrial control systems, ICS, and SCADA networks.
Could you provide a brief factual definition of the SCADA application for this context?
Essentially, SCADA is the digital management interface for physical hardware. It translates a remote command into a kinetic action, like opening a valve or altering a motor speed in a facility.
Right. And the vulnerability stems from connectivity.
Exactly. For remote management convenience, operators have connected these previously isolated industrial interfaces to the public internet.
It is analogous to securing the primary perimeter of a facility, but leaving the critical management terminal exposed on an unsecured external network.
That is an accurate assessment. And the group, NoName05716, successfully exploited this exact vulnerability in mid-May. They breached the SAS Synergie de Combray biogas plant in the Puy-de-Dôme region of France.
That facility processes organic waste into biomethane for the French gas grid. It is a critical asset.
It is. The threat actors bypassed the standard internet portals and secured full remote control over the facility's SCADA system. Their own operational logs detail their access to specific pumps, which they identified as PF1 through PF4, as well as the digesters, mixers, and the flare.
They acquired real-time monitoring of gas composition and pressures.
Correct. More critically, they possessed the clearance to switch safety systems from automatic to manual.
The intercepts show they threatened to initiate tank overflows and uncontrolled methane emissions. They explicitly utilized this to mock France's green energy infrastructure as entirely unsecured.
And their operational pace was rapid. Just a week later, they breached a site in Italy. They targeted the Bacino di Laminazione Montichili di Crosara.
That is a flood control basin in the Veneto region, correct?
Affirmative. The logs indicate they seized control of the hydraulic gates. They specifically identified Paratoia 7 and Paratoia 8.
What is the practical mechanism of that threat? Are they simply triggering the gates to open?
The mechanism is more sophisticated. They gain the access required to alter the automated trigger thresholds. If a flood basin is programmed to open its gates when water reaches 5 meters, the hackers could alter that digital threshold to 50 meters.
So the physical water would overflow into the surrounding civilian areas, but the automated safety system would not deploy.
Precisely. And tens of thousands of civilians reside in that designated flood zone. They also targeted agricultural sectors to demonstrate widespread vulnerability.
Yes. The logs detail an intrusion at the Techno Group lab in Sicily. That is a citrus packing plant.
Correct. They seized control of the automated sorting lines. They demonstrated the ability to manipulate the inverters and the conveyors processing the oranges and lemons.
They also breached an Italian solar farm. The surveillance feeds they published showed livestock, specifically donkeys, grazing near the panels. They use this imagery to critique the heavy financial investment in open-air infrastructure that lacks basic digital perimeter defense.
It is a calculated messaging strategy, and that brings us to their psychological profiling and motivation. The intelligence indicates they are actively weaponizing everyday surveillance systems against the civilian population.
Right. The analysis refers to this as a flipped panopticon effect.
Exactly. The panopticon principle relies on subjects assuming they are constantly under surveillance. Historically, closed-circuit television CCTV is deployed for loss prevention or physical security.
But these hacktivist cells are infiltrating those local CCTV networks and broadcasting the feeds. Let's look at the French target.
No Name 05716, along with an allied element designated Shadow Clause 404, breached the cameras of a standard Jean-Louis David beauty salon in France.
The threat actors published the feeds with highly specific commentary. They noted the hairdressers were wearing shirts reading, "Make a Difference," while stating, and I'm quoting the translation directly, that they were observing the French sitting in white capes like sheep.
That is the psychological operation at work. It is not an attempt to exfiltrate financial data. They are projecting an ideological message to the civilian population. Your local environment is compromised and your government cannot secure it.
They executed a nearly identical operation at an MD supermarket in Italy.
Affirmative. The logs show them detailing specific store zones, like the wine and pastry departments. They mocked the Italian civilians pushing shopping carts, stating it resembled a computer game from their vantage point.
And in Austria, they breached a Magenta T-Mobile store. They utilized the camera feed to analyze the physical disorganization of the store, noting scattered boxes and a scooter as a metaphor for what they called a systemic crisis in the European business model.
The tactical objective here is to erode civilian trust in domestic institutions. If local businesses are compromised, the public questions the security of national or military networks.
Which transitions us to the national-level cyber attacks across European countries.
Yeah.
France, in particular, was targeted massively.
Yes. Due to recent geopolitical activities by France, specifically its stated readiness to strengthen Ukraine's missile defense systems, the country faced severe retaliation.
The group Darkstorm deployed heavy distributed denial-of-service, or DDoS, campaigns. The sectoral targets included the French energy provider EDF, the Lazard Financial Group, and municipal networks for cities like Gourdes and Cassis.
The intent was strictly punitive. However, the most notable operational shift occurred following a failed intervention by European law enforcement.
You were referring to Operation Eastwood.
Correct. Europol attempted a coordinated multinational takedown of the infrastructure utilized by No Name 05716.
And based on Europol's internal assessment, which the threat actors managed to intercept and publish, the operation was a failure.
The internal documentation confirmed that while initial malicious activity dropped, the threat group rapidly rebuilt their network. In fact, they cited this failed operation as their justification for escalating into the industrial control system attacks we analyzed earlier.
The hackers utilized Telegram to openly mock the authorities. It highlights a tactical mismatch. Law enforcement relies on physical server seizures, but these groups utilize decentralized encrypted networks. If one node is neutralized, the traffic simply reroutes.
Yes, the resilience of their infrastructure is formidable, and they maintained a high operational tempo during this period. Austria was heavily targeted, particularly surrounding the Eurovision 2026 event.
The logs indicate they labeled the event a feast during a plague. They amplified the No Music for Genocide boycotts related to Israel's participation.
They systematically attacked the Austrian OBB rail network, federal courts, and universities. They also initiated targeted psychological profiling against the Austrian foreign minister.
Right, they designated her Beat the Suitcase,
yeah,
accusing her of misallocating taxpayer funds to Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure remained constant. They targeted the VS energy sector, defense contractors, and various factories.
The logs also show they infiltrated the CCTV of a luxury residential estate in the Volyn region. They published the footage of expensive lawns and windows, specifically to highlight domestic wealth disparity during wartime.
It is an effort to destabilize internal morale. But to fully map their operational methods, we must analyze the global ecosystem and their use of decoy tactics.
The decoy operations were highly sophisticated. A collective known as the Russian Legion published a message directed at Western intelligence and SOC analysts.
They did. They acknowledged that Western analysts had categorized their operations as sloppy, citing fake domains and incorrect timestamps.
But the Russian Legion confirmed that these errors were intentional. They were deploying fake vulnerabilities as a distraction mechanism.
Correct. In a security operations center, a vulnerability alert requires immediate human verification. Analysts must isolate networks and reverse engineer the data. By saturating the defenders with false indicators, the threat actors drain defensive resources.
It functions as a tactical sleight of hand. They generate noise and draw attention with easily detectable DDoS attacks and fake vulnerabilities.
And while the defense is occupied with the diversion, the primary elements operate silently. The logs indicate that during these distractions, they successfully breached Pentagon networks, the Joint All-Domain Command and Control JDC2 systems, and Europol's databases.
That level of synchronization is notable, and this activity extends globally. The group Dynet executed sustained operations in the Middle East.
Yes. They targeted Israeli infrastructure, neutralizing the servers streaming local radio stations. They also disrupted the Red Alert system, known as Sevadom, which is critical for warning civilians of incoming rocket fire.
They also launched a financial retaliation campaign against Disney, taking down Disney Plus and ticketing portals, citing a $2 million corporate donation made to Israel.
Concurrently, Anonymous Switzerland claimed the extraction of 100 terabytes of data from a corporate target in Tel Aviv. They also seized the automated systems of a smart building, controlling lighting, climate, and access doors.
The alliances span multiple continents. NullSec Philippines compromised Ghanaian military databases and South African government sites, citing xenophobia. They are actively coordinating with NullSec Nigeria and a collective called Kemis.
It is a globally distributed threat matrix. However, our analysis of the May 2026 period must also acknowledge the physical reality. The digital operations do not exist in a vacuum.
Right. We reviewed raw data intercepts from Ukrainian intelligence, the DI Ukraine. Amidst the technical logs regarding DDoS targets and SCADA breaches, the intelligence feeds include direct reports of kinetic warfare.
Yes. There are logs detailing physical drone strikes, recruitment data for the International Legion, and unedited combat footage from the Zaporizhia front.
It serves as a necessary anchor for the data. The cyber operations are the invisible layer of a very tangible physical conflict.
To conclude the analysis of contemporary cyber activity, the strict demarcation between digital disruption and physical security is obsolete.
A compromised municipal website is a low-level nuisance. But a threat actor controlling a local floodgate or surveilling civilians through a supermarket camera constitutes a direct kinetic threat to public safety.
The failure of centralized law enforcement to dismantle these decentralized collectives presents a severe operational challenge.
Which leaves us with a final strategic inference for you to evaluate. If multinational agencies cannot neutralize these Telegram-coordinated cells, we must ask if our local municipal systems, retail spaces, and water supplies are now permanently established as legitimate, active theaters of global geopolitical conflict. This concludes our deep dive.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.